I mentioned this a little bit yesterday in this half hour, but we turned it into a question of the day today. And here it is. What did you do to or with your kids' rooms when they moved out? Or what did your parents do to or with your room when you moved out? And I want to, you know, this is, we want to hear these stories. Where are all these people who are like, the car was still in the driveway, it was in reverse, and they already had people over tearing down the walls.
That was my house.
Okay. 426-5343. You can call us. But Angie, you've got some of the Facebook responses so far.
Yeah. So Susan says, when I moved out, my mom made my bedroom into her bedroom. Oh.
Well, what kind of, wow.
Remember, we talked about that not that long ago. People, like adults, were moving into separate rooms so they could get good sleep.
Oh, and then someone, okay.
Yeah. I know somebody else that did that too. When the kids started moving out, they made a mom and a dad bedroom.
Yeah, so
a
they
separate
could get,
one.
Okay.
So they could get some sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. My daughter's room became a spare room, and my son's room became a junk room.
A junk room.
But Terry is my twin flame. She is my soul sister. She now has a walk-in closet, which is exactly what I did with the room. The one of the bedrooms next to ours. We've had two boys have gone through that room now, and nobody lives at home. The only kid that ever spends the night is our college son, right?
Yeah.
He's the only one who ever spends the night at the house, right, when he's home from Ball State. But when he is not here, that is my closet. Like, I get ready for my day in there. My clothes are in there. The dog's, like, rack of their clothes is in there. I mean, it is straight up a walk-in closet.
Carrie, you have a room like that, too, at your house, don't you? You've said before that you keep everything in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, there's one room for me, one for Andy.
Yeah.
Where's the rotary phone?
Mine.
Oh, that's in your room.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. When I went away to college, my parents moved and didn't even tell me.
They literally moved?
There was potential I was coming back because I was just staying in the dorms. I wasn't even officially, like, gone. And then I found out they moved, and I had no idea where they even moved to, and I had to ask them for the address. And my mom was like, yeah, there's not really a room there for you. And
honey, yeah, she's like, oh, honey, you're on your own now. We really don't have any room for you.
Yep.
That's unbelievable that they didn't even tell you they were moving, but it was the plan all along, wasn't it?
I'm sure it was probably in motion.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.